This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, my guest is Minister Elizabeth Lavallee. She was born and raised in Alexandria, Louisiana, and she has served as Associate Minister at the Mount Olive Baptist Church for over 14 years, and she received her Bachelor's Degree of Theology from the United Theological Seminary and Bible College in Monroe, and she continues to study at Bridge University, the Alexandria campus. And today Minister Lavallee and I are going to talk about how Jesus prays for us after all that Jesus has done for us, all that he has suffered for us. He still prays for us, and that is absolutely amazing. That is awesome. We're going to talk about why Jesus prays for us, and he is our advocate. And what does that mean? Because sometimes when we read God's word and we have these promises available for us, we don't understand fully the power of what Jesus' word means and how we are privileged to what he promised. And we just want to talk about it just to remind us of his power and how we are privileged to that power. We're going to talk about who is our accuser and how does Satan accuse us before God, and how does Jesus defend his own, and how do we apply these principles to our lives that Jesus prays for us. And Jesus prays for us, and how much more should we pray for each other? All that Jesus suffered, all that Jesus went through for the stench of our sins. He was rejected, he was beaten, flogged. He was called crazy, he was lied on. He was betrayed by one who walked with him. He volunteered, they didn't take his life, he volunteered to lay his life down for us, so that we could have eternal life. He was crucified, buried, and he rose up just like he said he would. And now he is seated on the right hand of the Father, and our Jesus continues to pray for us. How awesome is that? He intercedes on our behalf. He is advocating for us before the Father. Jesus loves us. That's why he continues to pray for us. He died for humanity. How wonderful is that? How wonderful is that, folks? No greater love, no greater love. Jesus advocates for us because of Satan, the accuser, who is always pointing out our sins, our frailties. The world is a battleground. When the forces under Satan's power and those under God's authority are at war, Satan and his forces are motivated to attack us, to attack God's children in whatever way they can. And they're motivated by hatred and by bitterness and all of the things that would cause us to go away from, all of the things that would cause us to go away from God. Christ and his forces, and he includes us, the ones that, the Christians that follow God, we're under attack from Satan because we live in a fallen world. God has made us holy through his truth, John 17:6. God has acquitted us and he removed our sin and guilt. So it is Satan who accuses us, not God. And when he does, Jesus, our advocate, sits at God's right hand to present our case. Jesus mediates between God and us. He is humanity's representative. And he assures us of God's forgiveness. Christ is always at the right hand of God interceding for us. He wants us to know that he is there for us. During those times we feel beaten down, when we make mistakes, when we are alone and feel like giving up sometime, he wants us to know that God desires our fellowship. He wants us to be unified. He wants to lavish his blessings on us. And he wants to answer our prayers. And he wants us to recognize him. He wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants to fellowship with us. Romans 8:34, John 17, John 2:11, as believers, we are not left to our own resources to cope with problems. Even when you don't know the right words to pray, the Holy Spirit prays with and for you. And I don't know how many people have been in that place of not knowing what to pray for anymore. Sometimes you've prayed so much and it seems like you're saying the same thing to God over and over again, and it seems like sometimes it's not happening. And sometimes we're so overwhelmed with things until we just don't know how to pray or what to pray for anymore, and we just want to throw our hands up. But then we don't have to cope with their problems, with those problems. The Holy Spirit will pray for us, and he will pray with us, for us, and God answers. With God helping us pray, we don't need to be afraid to come before him, to ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for us in harmony with God's own will, and trust that he will always, always do what is best. Now, Minister Lavallee, who is our accuser?
Well, you know, the Bible tells us that Satan is our accuser. And you can see that in Revelation 12:10. The Bible says he goes before God day and night.
Day and night.
He's on his job 24/7.
Absolutely.
Accusing us before God. Because even though, Sister Barbara, that we are saved, we still struggle in our walk with God.
Yes.
And the enemy, he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, we have Jesus, who's our advocate, who's our mediator between us and God.
Absolutely.
And he paid the price for all of our sin, past, present, and future.
Amen.
Yeah, when you look at 1 Timothy 2:5 tells us that there is just one God and there is just one mediator.
Mm-hmm.
He's our helper. He's our counselor. He's the mediator between us and God.
Mm-hmm.
He's God's perfect sinless lamb.
Absolutely.
The man, Christ Jesus. So we struggle sometimes we stumble and we fall. And the enemy, he wants to, and we're guilty. You know, we have to admit that we're guilty when we fall, when we sin against God.
When we mess up.
When we rebel sometimes against God and want to go our own way.
Mm-hmm.
It's sin. And that's why we need Jesus to pray and to intercede on our behalf. Because Satan wants to remind us, as he wants to remind God as well as us,
mm-hmm.
that we've sinned.
That's it.
And he wants us to be counted out.
That's it. Any way he can do it.
Any way he can do it. But I'm so glad that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was perfect. It was sufficient for everything past, present, and future. He said it was finished. It was complete.
Absolutely.
So even though the enemy accuses us, we have Jesus praying and interceding on our behalf.
That's it. And like you said, he accuses us. I mean, and he know who God is, but he's still trying to throw his weight around and think that he can cause the Christians to be down, counted out, like you said, to be counted out. But I just think it's just amazing, and it's just wonderful, like you said, to have an advocate to speak for us, because if we didn't, we'd be maggot food. Because we stray away, we come back, and Jesus' loving character says, "Well, Father, I died for them. I died for them. They're coming back." And he asked God to help us to get to the
That's
place
right.
that we need to get to, because, you know, like I said before, we're in a fallen world, and
right.
You know, and the enemy is just, and if you're not careful, he'll sneak attack you, and he'll get you if you're not careful.
Right.
If you're not careful, if you're not watchful, if you're not in a relationship with God. And that is what is provided for us when Jesus died and he rose again. And we have somebody that will help us. And when we get into these places that we can't handle, it's just important to remember that and call on him. He's not just sitting at the right hand of the Father for nothing. He wants to help us. He wants
That's
to help
right.
us. So,
That's right.
So, how do we apply these principles to our lives that Jesus prays for us? Because he prayed for all humanity, but everybody's not going to accept him. There are those who, I don't care what you say or how you say it, they're going to reject him. So how do we apply these principles to our lives, and how do we get it across to others?
Well, first of all, we understand for ourselves that God is always present and he's always there for us. And we have no doubt that he is the mediator for us. And he ever lives, the Bible say, to intercede for us, because he has struggled, been in the positions that we have been in. The Bible say he was tempted like we were on
right.
all sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so he understands that in our humanness that we sometimes stumble and fall.
Right.
But that causes us to lean and depend even more on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're dealing, I know for myself, when I'm dealing with my struggles and my mess up, I understand that I can always go to God.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1 John 1:8, said, if I confess my faults to God, he is faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same message I would convey to others, that when we fail in our trying, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You can always go back to the Father. You can go back to the Father because Jesus made the way that we could come back.
That's it.
And repent of our sins. Acknowledge our sins. And tell God that, Lord, I was wrong. And I'm asking you to forgive me. And the Bible says that he who is faithful and just is willing to forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but he cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
That's it. That's the word.
And so we don't lose favor with God as the enemy tries to put that doubt in our mind. Well, you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're no longer in the favor of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie from hell.
That's right.
God loves us, and he has given us his word, that we can go to his word and understand that in our struggles, we can always go to God, because Christ made the way that we can do that. He said we can come in boldly into the throne room of grace and find help in our times of need.
That is amazing. That's amazing.
So, and that's all because of Christ.
All because of Christ. All because of what he
and what he did
for us.
Uh-huh.
Do you think in this process when people mess up,
uh-huh,
and Satan is accusing them,
uh-huh,
do you think that's why a lot of people, you know, I imagine some people are embarrassed, and you know, some people think that what they've done is so bad that God is not going to forgive them. And do you think that that is Satan's way of keeping people away from God, from coming back to God?
Certainly, I'm sure he reminds us of our sin, or of our frailties, our shortcomings. He certainly does that. Because one thing about the enemy, he's always on the prowl. He's always seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8 says that we have an adversary.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes around prowling the earth. He says he goes to and fro, looking and seeking whom he may devour. And so he's always seeking to win back those who have given their lives over to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he does that is when you have those times or those moments when you fail, is to remind you of your faults.
That's it. And
like we sometimes do with each other, you know, we'll go back or remind people of their past.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ paid the price for our past sins. And so we're no longer that person. 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, but he is a new creation,
mm-hmm,
all things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
All things become new.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to speak back to the enemy to let him know who we are and whose we are.
That's it. And remind him of his future.
Yes.
Because he, and you know, like you said, let him know who we are and whose we are. And it's hard sometimes because, but it's something that we have to practice. Because it doesn't come natural to us, and it's something that we have to practice. And you know, you don't have to be afraid or reluctant to practice God's word and his privileges. You don't You don't have to be afraid to do that, because that's what he wants us to do. But we have to fellowship with God. We have to spend time with God. We have to get to know God. And we have to be in that relationship with him. And he has to take priority in our lives in order for us to be in a relationship with him.
Right.
You know, God is not going to accept just no any old kind of way of living and then get the benefits of his blessings. We have to come to him and acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's just a must. It's a must. And you know, but like we've said, you know, Jesus mediates between God and us, and he is our humanitarian. He's our representative, and he intercedes for us before God. And I'm saying that over because God does that for us. He does that for us. And once we realize, you know, that he does, he really does that for us, that's power.
Right.
That gives us power over the enemy, because now we're going to say what God says. And it's going to make us stronger, and it's going to make us able to stand the test, because now we know where we can go. We know that we have a mediator, and we can go boldly, like you said before. We can go boldly before him and fall on our knees at his feet and Father, forgive me. And scripture says that the Holy Spirit can go to God with groanings, and that he won't understand, that the enemy won't understand. And that's just amazing to me. And I used to hear some of the older saints, whenever I was young, they would say, you know, when you're groaning, the devil don't know what you're saying. And I know a lot of groaning used to go on at the church where I grew up. And one of the sisters I remember, she used to say all the time, if I can't do nothing, I just raise my hand. And God understands that.
Yeah.
He understands that. And you know, and it's just so go ahead.
And that's what we need to understand is that I guess we think that, you know, God is he is God. But he is so loving and so merciful and so forgiving. And we think that, well, if I mess up, then that's it. I have no recourse. And we don't think about what Christ has already done for us.
Already did for us.
Right. And we don't think that God, he sees our heart. And he knows that we love him and that we want to please him. But even in all of that, sometimes we stumble and we fall.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the Bible, you'll see where David, a man after God's own heart. Now, that's what the Bible says. He was a man after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he sought to please God. He loved God with every fiber of his being. But yet David messed up.
He messed up.
But he didn't give up.
He didn't
That's
give
the
up.
Thing. You see what I'm saying? Don't give up. Sometimes we stumble and fall.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says in the 7th chapter of Romans, he says, I struggle. You know, when I want to do good, what he said, evil is always present.
Mm-hmm.
And he even referred to himself as being wretched.
He sure did.
Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And so we have a deliverer. Even in our trying and we fall, we don't give up. We get up and we keep on pressing forward.
Keep on.
Yeah. We go back to the Father and acknowledge. You know, sometimes when we mess up, we want to make excuses. It was
yes.
this person's fault. It was that person's fault. It was the devil's fault.
God
wants to know, are you repentant? Are you sorry? Are you godly sorry
mm-hmm.
for what you have done?
Mm-hmm. And all of us have messed up.
Yeah.
All of us.
The Bible says all have sinned. We all fall short of the glory of God.
Absolutely.
Even when we're trying to do our best.
That's it.
Yeah. We still sometimes, our thoughts may betray us. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's still sin. It may have gone through the mind for a second, but it's still sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Jesus is there, our intercessor, and he pleads our case when the accuser comes and tries to accuse us before the Father. Jesus tells him, no, I've already paid the price.
Yes.
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 And
yes,
it was sufficient.
Yes.
So I'm grateful.
Yes, yes.
I am so grateful that we do have an advocate. I call him our heavenly lawyer.
That's
in it.
The courtroom
of heaven.
That's it. Yes, indeed. I know I'm grateful. And some things we do, we beat ourselves up so bad.
Yes.
So
yes.
bad until it takes us longer than necessary to go to the Father and just admit, you know, just ask God to help you. And I don't know how many thousands of times a day I say, Lord, help me.
Right.
Because I know that I can't make it without him. And
that's
and
right.
we all need Jesus as our intercessor. We just,
right.
we all, and we have that. But sometimes we either look over it or I don't quite know how to explain it or you know, things get in the way, and you just, instead of letting that be your first place to go, it becomes an afterthought.
Yeah.
But we'll get there. We'll get there. We just have to, you know, keep going, keep pressing, like you said, and keep going. And
sometimes we just think that we're not worthy, you know.
Yes.
Like, I'm not worthy.
Yes.
But it's not our worth that makes us right. God, it is Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
And his righteousness.
Yes.
You see, that's what gives us the righteousness with God.
Yes.
It's not anything that we have done to make ourselves right with Christ. It is what with God. It is what Christ has done that justifies us.
Yes.
Our faith in him is what justifies us before the Father.
That's it.
Who's the righteous judge?
That is it, I tell you. So I would just like to encourage people, just encourage the believers, because sometimes the believers, you know, this is a tough journey. It's a tough journey, and I just like to encourage the believers and non-believers to just look to God. That's the very best place that we can keep our eyes. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is Rosie H, R-O-S-E-Y H, 615 at gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
Oh.
Of my mind to give you all I know with my entire life. I made a vow and I won't hold back. Nothing will stop my praise, and I mean that.
Whenever you want it, I will never hesitate.
I won't hesitate. Can always count on to acknowledge where my help comes from. I am blessed. You have chosen me. Mark my words, faithful. I will be.
Whenever you want it, I never hesitate.
I won't ever hold back my praise.
Can't tell me he won't make a way. Listen up. Yeah.
the Lord, everybody. Babes for Christ Productions of Detroit wants to invite you to come worship with us at the Refuge Temple Church in Ville Platte every Sunday with Bishop and Pastor James Valaire, and by his side, Lady Valaire. First Lady Champion can be reached for more information at 318-532-8938. Babes for Christ Productions of Detroit is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
JoJo's Flowers, located in Bunky, Louisiana, is currently looking for a full-time employee. You must have a knack for flowers, gifting, and love this type of work. The requirements are to be great at customer service, sales, and must have a valid driver's license for delivery. JoJo's Flowers is looking for someone who's energetic, computer literate, and good at Facebook and Instagram. Please send resumes to jojosflowers@yahoo.com. That's JoJosFlowers at YAHOO.com. JoJo Flowers is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Tuesday forecast. In Shreveport, partly cloudy skies with a high at 31 and an overnight low at a very chilly 23. It'll be partly cloudy in Monroe with a high at 28 and an overnight low at 20. Lake Charles is looking at mostly sunny skies, high at 37, lows overnight at 28. Partly cloudy skies for Natchez, Mississippi, high at 33, lows at 23. Here in the central city, it'll be partly cloudy with a high at 33, overnight at 22. And that's a look at your Tuesday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. We'll be right back.
That's it right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just reward.
Come.